coming into our sitting practice this morning. As always, taking good care of body. Remembering that if you're at all sleepy, to have eyes open and or to stand periodically with eyes open. I always use the one head nod rule, or even the approach of the one head nod rule, which tells me to have my eyes open. If there's a second head nod, then I stand. Sometimes I stand right away because I can tell there's going to be more head nods. All right. So taking care of body as you are sitting here. Feeling into the touch points to feel nicely grounded. And so we cannot have a day with a focus on awe and beauty without a poem from Mary Oliver. And she is sublimely wonderful at that noticing. So here's a piece called What Is There Beyond Knowing? What is there beyond knowing? What is there beyond knowing that keeps calling to me? I can't turn in any direction, but it's there. I don't mean the leaves grip and shine, or even the thrush's silk song, but the far-off fires, for example, of the stars, heaven's slowly turning theater of light, or the wind playful with its breath, or time that's always rushing forward or standing still in the same, what shall I say, moment. What I know I could put into a pack as if it were bread and cheese and carry it on one shoulder. Important and honorable, but so small, while everything else continues unexplained and unexplainable. How wonderful it is to follow a thought quietly to its logical end. I have done this a few times. But mostly, I just stand in the dark field, in the middle of the world, breathing in and out. Life so far doesn't have any other name but breath and light, wind and rain. If there's a temple, I haven't found it yet. I simply go on drifting in the heaven of the grass and the weeds. And so she's really speaking to us of the simplicity of the awe that's found in the simplicity of this life if we but pay attention. And so giving good attention now, if you will please, to body breathing and sitting. Remembering your wise, compassionate intentions for being here today. And taking heart and encouragement from the Mary Oliver poem as well. And as we sit, let's give a little extra attention to the sensations of body connecting with earth, body as the earth element. So really feeling into the weight, the solidity of body. At the feet, your bottom, your hands, that gentle pull of gravity. Noticing any and all sensations of solidity, of weightedness as they show, as a way to ground and be present, a beautiful presence. And you might even let your awareness kind of keep moving through these touch points, the feet, perhaps legs, the bottom, the hands. And any other places where there's a sense of solidity or weightedness. And keep touching into them and letting the body drop and connect more and more deeply into and with earth, knowing it is earth. Within the container of the earth element of body, we can connect again with the air element through breathing. opening to that beautiful breath. Feeling it within the container of the body, with the lovely uplift with each in-breath, the opening, the softness of that. And the ease, the relaxation of each out-breath, feeling the body drop further with each out-breath. So we work together, we practice together with earth and air, cultivating a beautiful presence here and now. The mind wanders from earth and air. It's okay. It's what minds do. Minds too are amazing. And so we're simply aware of all these little wanderings, or larger ones, and hold them in this lovely container of this beautiful presence of earth and air, body and breath. Gently, kindly naming experiences as they show. Letting them move through. And feeling again the weight, the solidity of body, the lightness of breathing. The ease of breathing, earth and air again, for a beautiful presence. As we continue to practice with earth and air, we can also begin to notice the water element showing by way of any places of moisture. Of course, like at eyes or tummy, mouth, skin. And with the water element, we can also have a sense of cohesion, whole of body together, and flow. So again, perhaps pulsations at the wrist or in the chest. Possibly taking a little bit of time to bring attention to water element, moisture, cohesion, flow. And so we might put all three of those together, really feeling the weightiness, the solidity of the earth element through body, sitting or whatever posture. The air element through the breathing. And any little places of movement. And the water element with flow, cohesion, moisture, all together with body and air. Noting the other experiences as they show, and holding them in this increasingly wider awareness of body, earth, air, breath, and water flowing, all held together, cohesion. And then we might add in the fourth element in this conceptualization of practice, the fire element, which, given this summery day and near the solstice, we might construe as a feeling of warmth and uplift with light and sky. Tending to any places for a wee while in the body where you have a sense of warmth or coolness, temperature. And that sense of the light from the sun and how it gives us an uplift, which you might feel, especially through the torso, with each breath. Warmth and uplift with light, the fire element. And bringing all of the elements together, feeling the earth element, body sitting, weighted, solid. Air breathing through the body. Water. Sense of flow, cohesion, moisture. and fire or light, the warmth, the uplift that we get from the warm days, from the bright lights of these days. Feeling it all together as we practice. And gently bringing awareness back as it wanders. A little reading as we begin to finish up this practice. And the poem's called Never Too Late. Another moment where a jet of well-being transpires for no reason. This happens maybe twice a year. It was late afternoon, summer. I was walking from kitchen to living room when contentment arrived and refused to leave. I tried to dismiss it with accounts of present luck, must be the new cat or paycheck in the bank, all that free vitamin D outside. Yet that other woman who normally finds fault with such lists failed to bribe me with her melancholy nature. I understood then the true nature of enlightenment, despite having never been certifiably enlightened myself. I felt almost sad for sadness, dear roommate, who now had to endure an entire day with so little grievance. And so noticing this beautiful presence you've been cultivating through the elements and appreciating what little drops of awe and beauty and joy are here, even if just for split seconds at a time.